This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. We're glad to have Mr. Kurt Rogers in studio with us. How are you, sir?
I am doing just marvelous. How about you?
I'm doing well.
You've been out hunting?
I have been a little bit over at our friend's house.
Yes.
A little south of here.
And, yes, you
no
get anything?
Luck yet, but still hunting.
Still hunting. That's why they call it
we're
hunting for
something. Extending the season. Extending the season, absolutely. But, man, it's been nice. It's been warm. I mean, we've been getting over it, 5:36 in the morning.
It's a little chill.
50, and I mean, nice.
You know, all of a sudden, you know, we were 95, 100, then all of a sudden it's right down into this fall weather.
Yeah.
And this is, if you've lived in Colorado any length of time, this is the time of year you really love.
Sure, absolutely.
Just shorts, light jacket.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's what people wear.
The mountains are beautiful. All the leaves turning colors
yes,
and all.
Are.
I've had some friends
going
up
there.
Got
some snow up there,
yeah.
So hopefully we get a lot up there.
Absolutely. We got a great show in store for you today. Before we get to our special guest, Kurt, let's talk a little bit in your area here. I hear percentage rates may be going up. Is that true or false?
They've actually gone up for about the last 6-7 days, pretty consistent. But when somebody says that, that doesn't mean they go from 2.5 to 2.625 or 2.75. When a rate moves, it might move to where at 2.5 it was paying you money to get that rate. Now it's 2.5. It's costing you a couple hundred dollars to get it. Those changes happen every day, but it's been slowly, steadily moving up. It's still under 3%. The rates are still very good, but you'll hear people, the naysayers say, well, rates are going up and this is what's happening. Will they go up? There's a couple things that are going to cause them to change. And one of them is this $5 trillion, $3 trillion bill, whatever they want to pass, because it's going to cause the businesses to make some change.
Right.
When you start to pass that much money, who was it? The press secretary the other day, I just thought it was amazing. She made the comment she couldn't understand how business could charge a consumer more because the government's taxing them higher.
Right.
She actually said that, and I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but that's what happens. They don't see that other side of it.
Right.
So I think that that could affect it. All the articles from the feds are that they're still buying $120 billion a month in bonds, which is what's controlling fixed rates. So that's going to continue. I do think by the end of the year, we might crack that 3%. And when I say that, it might be 3.125. So I think we're going to be fine.
Right. Have you heard anything really out of the renters, Mark, there for a while, they couldn't kick anybody out, people that had investment property or apartments or whatever?
Really? No, they couldn't.
Yeah.
Our friend Mike Hills had that.
Have you heard any?
They can now.
Affected people a lot?
Yeah. I actually heard the other day that a woman that was renting a property decided she didn't have to pay because they couldn't kick her out. Then she subleased it. She moved out, subleased it. And she collected the money and never paid the money anywhere. Mm. So, no, they can kick you out now.
I saw a news story real quick the other day that downtown Denver, there was like 3 or 4 hotels that are totally owned and operated by the city of Denver that are letting people live there for free.
Correct. They're trying to get some of the workers. They're building different places in town, trying to get some of the base workers, the people that are making $15 to $20 an hour, a place to stay because they can't afford $1,400.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just doesn't fit. So they're trying to give them a place to play. There's many cities across country that are doing the same thing, and they're building infrastructure to give these people a place to stay for like $600 a month.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Gosh. So what's the best thing a homeowner could do if the market changes?
Well, I get a lot of those calls. Well, I'm worried about the market change. People say my rate's going to go up. This could happen. What can I do to protect myself? Well, home values have never been higher now than they ever have in the history of the United States. You have more equity now. We got homes going up anywhere from $40,000 to $90,000 a year, the average home. Mm. That's scary that can happen. If you're worried about having too much debt or worried about maybe losing a job or your income going down or inflation starting to suck up too much of your money. There's simple little processes you can do that basically don't cost you a lot. I recommend you go out and get what I call a mortgage safe kind of loan. Go out and get a second mortgage. I don't do them, but I recommend you get them if you're worried about it. Go out and get $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Cost you maybe $350 at a credit union or at a bank. I prefer credit unions over bank. I have some. If you want one, give me a call. But they'll set you up. You don't take any money out. It costs you nothing. It costs you like $350. They'll give you the loan. But now you've got $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 should something happen in a year from now, right, and you need cash. You don't have to take it out of your 401k. You don't have to put it on credit cards and pay a high rate of return. Mm-hmm. All of that starts to change. It gives you a little bit of peace of mind, makes you more mortgage safe.
Sure.
So we're seeing that. That, or you could do the asset manager. I got plenty of my customers that have the asset manager. They're refinancing now because they're able to pick up an extra $100,000 just to protect them.
Exactly.
I mean, they're doing it all the time because the values have gone up so much. They don't change their payment. They just get an extra line of credit for $100,000. So there's ways to protect yourself.
720-895-0500 is the number, and Kurt and his team will be glad to help you. Well, good to have our friend Greg Lackey back with us, Accelerate Insurance Group. Greg,
good.
You're about to get busy.
Not that we're not already busy, but yeah, no, the healthcare season is right around the corner, and that's another piece to our business. And yeah, looking forward to it.
Where do you see healthcare, man, going in the future? I mean, it's crazy, man. I hate paying $8,500 out of pocket and $800 a month, you know, for just me.
Well, that was a deal a year ago.
Hey. That was a deal.
Man.
This year, that max out of pocket's moving to $8,750. So, and, you know, we were talking earlier before coming on here that, you know, I go back because I've been doing this long enough before the Affordable Care Act hit, and I just remember Max Baucus from Montana making the comment about the transfer of wealth in this country and that they couldn't do it through taxes, but they could do it through social programs, and the Affordable Care Act being one of those. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've seen. It's without question been the biggest piece of legislation that has created more transfer of wealth than any program this country's ever seen. And again, you know, you get back to the subsidies involved. Like this year, if you're insurance is more than 8.5% of your income, you're going to be eligible for a subsidy to offset the cost of that premium. Now, you're only paying 8.5%, but the premium due is more than that, and that difference is going to be picked up by the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. Or, as we're seeing through, you know,
increased premiums.
Exactly.
They just keep going up.
Yeah, it's just shuffling dollars is all you're doing.
It that goes back to what the press secretary said.
Exactly.
They don't understand the numbers, which brings me to the point, and we do it every time we have you on the show at this time. Explain the difference between health insurance and health care. We kind of put them both in the same bucket, but they're really not, which is where the money goes.
We received an email here recently from the federal government regarding, you know, the Afghan refugees,
yes,
so forth, and the fact that if we run across, you know, that population, that they're eligible immediately for Medicare, Medicaid. They're immediately eligible for it, so they have no cost in this. Now think about that for a second.
Nobody's published that.
All right, now, so you asked me the question between insurance and care. You add X amount of people to our healthcare system, and I ask you, how many doctors did we add also? It takes 12 years to make a doctor. Okay? So if you have a finite supply of doctors and you're adding more people, the government can say, yeah, they've got insurance.
But what kind of care do they
have? But what kind of care do they have? And what kind of care are you going to receive? Because now there's more people in the system. So you might be looking at, you know, a screening, a cancer screening. It might be a week further out because of the demand for that doctor. Maybe, you know, you don't.
We don't know.
We don't know. But that's the difference between insurance and care. Yeah, you've got an insurance policy, but let's look at the care. I mean, COVID's been a great example of that. Okay? We've shut hospital, we've shut surgeries down.
Right.
Because of COVID. Well, those people that need surgery have just gone into a backlog, kind of like mm-hmm. our supply chain.
Right. Sure. Parts for new cars,
exactly.
You can't get them.
Exactly.
But this is a person now.
Exactly.
And they have to deal with it up to that point.
Exactly.
And some of it's elective, but some of it is stuff that really needs to be done, but they just can't squeeze them in.
Well, yeah. I mean, you take someone who needs a new knee. You know, I mean, again, that's an elective surgery, but someone is in pain every day waking
up. Funny how they call it elective.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're on their feet all day.
Exactly.
They have to deal with that.
Exactly.
Because they can't get in because there's not enough time.
And the other, you know, issue going on right now in our, you know, health facilities is staff shortages.
And that's just common across the board.
I mean, and then you can get into the vaccine mandate and argue that all you want. But when you're getting rid of people, it only makes sense that there's going to be a supply shortage.
Yeah, when you think about, you know, one of the biggest pandemics we've had in many, many, many years, we're desiring to fire healthcare people.
It's like, we'll show them.
We'll show them.
I mean, you know what? You know, we say a year and a half ago. Now, it's been longer than that now.
Yeah,
where
right.
At 8 o'clock, we're out there howling at the moon because out of respect for all these people.
Yeah, now we're firing them.
Now we're firing them.
Because they don't want to do what we want them to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we don't need to get into the debate which way is right or wrong. That's not common sense. That's not saying, okay, we're going to solve the problem.
It gets back to the amount of sense that the press secretary made.
She didn't have to duck. It went right over her head.
And you just kind of want, I think that they're smarter than that. I really do. But I just.
They can't be that stupid.
No.
I mean, they just can't
no.
be.
But the manipulation and just being deceptive is bothersome.
You know, I think that's the biggest complaint most people will have when you're watching the news or you're listening to things. If we could just get the truth, you just can't. You got to dig. You can't find it. It gets so polluted from everywhere. You just can't find it. So you're like.
And Fauci's still saying ridiculous things. How that guy can even show his face on TV.
You know, I actually got in this conversation this morning. I had a doctor's appointment, you know, and I'm one of those that doesn't ever go to the doctor, and I'm getting to the age where I felt like I better establish
a relationship
with someone. And I talked about that word right there, trust.
Yeah.
And how in the medical community, unfortunately, because of others, I think that there's some concern there. How much do you trust the medical community right now? I mean, you look at the CDC, and my gosh. I mean, has there ever been a group that's been wrong more often than them? And what's bothersome is the fact that you're going to lose trust with people, and then the next time that something really is taking place that maybe they are telling the truth, how many people are going to listen? Mm-hmm. And that's been my fear all along, and the fact that they have never, ever just been honest about this COVID conversation.
From the start.
I mean, you tell me that right now, okay, if you're going into a certain area and you show your vaccination card and you're telling me everyone in there is vaccinated, then why the mask?
You know, that's kind of a fifth grader could figure that out.
I mean,
it makes no sense.
Unless you're telling me that, okay, it's an extra layer of protection. Okay, well, then you're telling me that the vaccination has some holes. And if that's the case, then why are you mandating it? I'm okay to say that the vaccination is not 100% foul-proof. I'm okay with saying that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's like the flu. It's not guaranteed.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is I think it's probably pretty important we quit calling it a vaccine and start referring to it as a flu shot.
Yeah.
Because a vaccine's one and done.
And this ain't one.
And this isn't one and done.
No, they want you taking the third one now.
Yeah.
So, sorry to get into that conversation.
No. But what this is about.
Yeah, and then we get another one, and 6 months after that, you'll get another one.
Yeah, and will that next booster become mandated?
But my wife and I have this conversation all the time about the vaccine. Who's paying for it? We all know who's paying for it. Where's that $5 trillion going?
Sure.
How many of the big corporations will get? Why? Why are they so far behind it?
Question I had from the start was, why wasn't there more concentration on therapeutics? Instead, it was the vaccine that we concentrated all our efforts. Now, mm-hmm. Merck just recently came out, you know, with a pill. There's been other companies, Regeneron being one, that, you know, has an infusion to treat people that get into a bad position with COVID. And I don't think anyone's arguing whether or not COVID is real or not.
No,
No one's arguing that. It's just the protocols.
How are we addressing it?
Yeah, how are we addressing it? And the results of it, kids being out of school for a year and a half, supply chains, costs going up. I mean, these are the repercussions from our decisions.
Well, I did a show with a doctor real quick before a break in Dallas this morning, and he's a family doctor, so he sees infants to age a little over 100, all right? And he said definitely those teenage, you know, middle school, high school, much more depression, all kinds of things, suicidal things going on with everything they went through.
That's where you start really developing social skills.
Yeah.
And they're going away.
Well, there was a person who once said, we got to make sure that the cure is not worse than the disease.
Yeah, that's for sure. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Your money matters. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back. Now's the time to get into the outdoorsman's attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and you've heard me say many times, this is one of my favorite stores. The outdoorsman's attic's selection is incredible right now for all of your camping, hunting, and fishing needs. Just a few items to mention, all backpacks are 10% off, sleeping bags 20%, and Sitka gear 40% off of retail. They also have great deals on firearms and also tons of fishing gear down in the basement. And if your firearms need a little work or cleaning, see Scott the Gunsmith and tell him we sent you. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's premier outdoor consignment store for the outdoors. They're located at 2650 West Hamden. Tell them Scott sent you.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe, too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When it comes to customer service, D&D Tire takes it to the next level. Yes, you will receive great customer service from this family-owned company, but there is a difference when you add customer care. You see, at D&D Tire, they care about your safety and your car, and they understand mechanical problems, tire replacement, or flat tires never come at a convenient time. But at each of the D&D Tire locations, two in Aurora and one in Parker, you will find a courteous staff and technicians that have the knowledge and experience to take care of all of your automotive needs. Right now, buy four qualifying tires and rebates are up to $150 when using your Goodyear credit card, subject to credit approval
fuel, and terms and conditions apply. D&D Tire Service, your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Check them out at dndtireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest, special guy.
Special.
Greg Lackey.
Every year we have him on about
Accelerated Insurance Group. Well, that's his release time, right?
That's
we get him out on every quarter, yeah.
Yeah, well, we get him off the golf course, get him here, because he has to work now. Because he'd rather play golf, I assure you.
But if you've got questions on insurance, give Greg a call, 303-625-9538.
Let's go back to the healthcare. So now's the time to get enrolled.
It's coming up here. I mean, the first people that are going to be eligible here are the Medicare age. That starts October 15th to December 7th. So, you know, if you're needing to make a change, you know, maybe from an Advantage plan to Original Medicare, you know, your drug plans, this starting on the 15th, you've got a window here until the 7th of December to do so. So, again, that's, you know, an area that we focus on, and would love to hear from you if you need help and any questions. So,
and trust me, you need help. I'm just going to tell people, you need help in this to navigate this.
Yeah, you know.
You don't want to make a mistake.
No, you don't want to make a mistake because, again, you know, there can be tax penalties. I mean, there's certain things that people are just unaware of until, you know, that problem.
Until it's broke.
Until it's broke, and then they call, and then it's like, well, you know, sorry. Late. Yeah, it's, you know, it's because of the rules of Medicare, and you know, it's like earlier you asked about, you know, why you can't buy an individual plan, you know, outside of, you know, November to January,
right.
You know, and again, this is all kind of getting government regulated, and so you've got to stay within those boundaries.
Last year we were talking about this, and there were actually facilities that were getting out of Colorado because the cost was getting too high, or they couldn't afford to take care of it. How many companies are available in Colorado?
In the individual market, you know, again, what we've seen because of the Affordable Care Act is that there's been more of a, I would say, a Kaiser model,
right.
where you know, people were familiar with Kaiser. I mean, it's been here for years, and you know, if you have a Kaiser insurance plan, then you are looking at Kaiser facilities and Kaiser doctors only. Your care is not coming from outside of that, unless they were referred you know, elsewhere. Maybe that's something that they couldn't do, or right. They needed, you know, a second opinion on. They refer to, you know, the company Bright Health is right. Now established, and they came in and partnered with all the Centura facilities. So again, if you have a Bright Health insurance plan, your care is going to come from that framework of Centura facilities and doctors. The new one this year is going to be Oscar. They're not new to the market, but they have developed a relationship with the University of Colorado. Last year, the University of Colorado facilities didn't have a partnership with any of the individual carriers. They used to carry that with Blue Cross or Anthem. That partnership dissolved. Oscar has come in, and so that's the good news for the individual market. If you know, have established care, say over at the University of Colorado, and you're in that individual market, then Oscar's going to be an option for
you.
Yeah,
the more options that are out there, the better it is for you because you could save some money.
Yeah, and Oscar is pretty good at this. I mean, years ago they kind of started this with the Cleveland Clinic. And so anyone in that area and wanted access to Cleveland Clinic, Oscar is where you went for your health insurance. Again, if you're in the individual market, if you're in the group market, that's a different conversation.
Okay. Next question I wanted to ask you, because I see a lot about it, and you see insurance going up across the board in different areas. But one of those is in what's happening with auto insurance. There's so many people that moved in. It looks like auto theft is up 30-35%. How is that affecting people when they're shopping for insurance?
You know, it's been interesting because on the auto side, that hasn't quite played out yet, you know, so far as the amount of loss that the insurance carriers have taken because of theft. hasn't gotten through the system yet. What the auto companies right now, what I'm seeing is because of COVID a year ago, year and a half ago, and less drivers, the rates have actually held and in some cases gone down.
Yeah.
So, but again, as we start, obviously, yeah, you go down 25 or 70 right now, it's game on.
Man, I mean, every hour of the day, man.
And that theft and things that you're talking about, I would imagine a year from now, year and a half from now, that's when you're going to see those rates start. Insurance companies, yeah, start taking increases.
And, you know, here's what I would tell people, too, to see if you agree with this, Greg, is when you shop, most people want to stay very competitive, so they're going to quote you a lot of times bare minimums, you know, just some of the things online anyway. And so to have someone like yourself that you can sit down with where you can bring up things like we all talk about every time you're on this show, MedPay, uninsured, underinsured motorist, you know, rental, towing, some of these things are pennies on the dollar, so to speak, and can really, really save your bacon, so to speak, if you get into an accident.
Scott, you're exactly right. And I can't tell you how many times someone will call me about a homeowner's policy. They're buying a new house, first-time homeowners. And I'll ask about their auto policy. And they'll send it over to me, and they've got minimum liability limits. Well, you just bought a $400,000 home, okay? And you're carrying minimum liability limits. And if something were to happen and they decided to come back after you, they're coming after your assets. Or can, not saying they will, but they can. Well, you've already got a $400,000 asset here, and you've got a $25,000 liability policy. Do you see a problem?
Yep, that's where they're going to go.
That's where they're going to go. So, you know, you need to be smart about it, and you need to understand liability, and you need to understand that insurance policy. And as we've had this conversation so often, just call us. Well, even
that's
if we don't write,
it costs nothing to call you.
I'll just tell you, hey, look, you explain to me your situation. I mean, I ran across this in a commercial policy the other day where a person was doing some fix and flips, and they owned a building, and, you know, just having the building owned by how their fix and flip operation was titled, having those two connected, the liability
that they were under,
and just understanding that, you know, because a lot of times people will form an LLC to protect personal assets,
right?
And so you get into a lot of those conversations, and I don't try to be an expert on all this, but we have people in our office who are.
Sure.
And so what I do is if it gets into a conversation where you're above my pay grade here, we've got people that will help answer those questions with the experience.
Well, one of the things that you bring to the table is you're a broker. You're not locked into a proprietary company and only what they serve in their basket. So it allows you to show them other options.
I'm not married to any of these companies.
Yeah.
And when, you know, the sales reps from all these companies come in, they're wanting us to promote their product. In fact, I had this conversation on my favorite location, the golf course, the other day. And, you know, the person was talking about, yeah, well, my insurance company, they promise that they're the best in claims. I'm like the rest aren't. You know?
Right.
They all say that, you know. But it really, when it gets into claims, it gets down to an adjuster. And hopefully you get the right adjuster. A lot of times it's that adjuster's not, he might represent the insurance company, but that might not be the picture that insurance company was hoping to have because that adjuster, you know, for whatever reason, maybe missed something or maybe he's a little grouchy or whatever. And so, you know, that customer comes away saying, well, it's the insurance company. No, it was an adjuster. You know, and we can ask for a different adjuster.
It's like a different appraisal. Well,
right.
I didn't like that one. Let's get another one.
But you can ask for a different adjuster if you have an agent who can call and say, hey, we need someone else on this. If you're trying to buy that insurance policy online, well, who's representing you?
Nobody.
That actually happened to me. A guy backed into my Chevelle, put a dent in it. Insurance company called, said, well, you know, we'll give you $1,200 to fix the dent. I said, $1,200 won't pay for the paint job.
Right.
By the time we were done, they went got a different adjuster. It came in at $8,800.
Right.
So big difference.
So sometimes you just need an agent to get involved in that process. Yeah, just to make a phone call to the sales rep who was in my office telling me how great they are. Now I'm going to hold your feet to the fire.
Yeah.
Tell me, and you show me how great you are.
No doubt. And what about, I had this question come up with, you know, pretty soon people are going to the mountain skis and all that kind of stuff, and skis are in their car or whatever. Let's say something gets broken into. Is that homeowners?
That's correct.
Insurance?
That's correct.
Okay, even though
it's
the property's in your car.
Yeah, okay. It'll fall to your homeowner's policy or, you know, again, the need for a rental policy.
Yeah.
You know, you think, well, I don't need a rental policy. Well, do you have personal property? You know, in the other thing to do with rental policies, what we're seeing a lot here in this state is whoever the landlord is asking for proof of a rental policy, and that proof has to have a minimum of $100,000 personal liability.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives that landlord some protection. And you know, I mean, you know, up at the University of Colorado, I see it quite a bit with kids renting, you know, places and so forth, wherever they're renting from or whoever they're renting from, they're asking for that proof of a rental policy. Right. So, and those things are cheap. And again, kids skiing, those skis you're mm-hmm. talking about, you know, something happens. Obviously, there's a deductible that you're going to have to meet first. So sure. Then it gets into how much are the skis worth.
There's right. two things we've talked about in the past, and one of those is umbrella insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And what it covers and how inexpensive it really is. Explain what it does.
Umbrella covers liability, and it doesn't cover physical property. Okay, and I actually had this come up. There was a fire up in Silverthorne area,
right.
and had a person. I don't have their insurance. I have his auto insurance, but I don't have his property insurance. But he called me because he said, hey, how's my umbrella work with this? And I said, well, it's not going to cover your property
right.
if you lose that. But I said, the way an umbrella would work is, let's say you are responsible for starting that fire. Okay? And they came after you. That's where that umbrella is going to come in.
Any liability that
Any
could
liability.
Have been caused by you, whether it's on your property
exactly.
or somewhere else.
Exactly. So umbrellas are... they're very inexpensive. And again, we get back to that scenario I was talking about with that new purchase of $400,000. And maybe your auto policy, you just say, you know what, I want to carry 100, 300 on that in liability. Well, let's, in order to get that over 400, why don't we just buy an umbrella and extend that another $1 million? And that gives us plenty of room here. So in case something were to happen, and if that scenario was, hey, let's go after this person. They look at the insurance policy, the lawyer does, and says, well, the insurance policy is worth more than them. So where do you think they're going to go?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The insurance policy.
Yep.
Greg Lackey is our guest, Accelerated Insurance Group. Greg's number, 303-625-9538. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Any mortgage need you have, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. But if you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, Greg Lackey is our special guest. We are talking about a fun topic: insurance. Accelerated Insurance Group. Greg's number, 303-625-9538.
Go ahead.
So, Greg, a few months here being open enrollment for everybody wanting to get health insurance for 2022. Again, I mentioned that show I was in with a doctor this morning. We were kind of talking about how many times, you know, you want to go see a doctor, but he's not in your plan. So my advice was, hey, find the doctors you want. Then find the insurance that fits instead of letting your insurance dictate who you can see. Is that a good thought?
No, you're exactly right. That's great advice, and that's kind of how you know, our company tries to go about it. Is, let's, again, we're back to that insurance and care.
That's right.
Tell me who your care is coming from.
Right.
And then we can figure out who the insurance is, or who you know, who's going to best handle.
That's correct.
I think that, you know, the most, when I talk to someone coming off a group health plan and moving into the individual market, there's quite a bit of shock on what that looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, if your benefits have been picked up by your work for some time, you don't necessarily understand how important that benefit has been.
No doubt.
You know, until you jump over there and you realize there are no PPO plans in the individual market. And so your health care becomes very narrow in scope in regard to access. So identifying, you know, or prioritizing what's important to you in who that facility or who that doctor might be, establish that, and then we'll figure out, okay, what insurance company can we match you with?
That fits best.
Again, like I said, you know, earlier, last year the problem was University of Colorado. There wasn't anyone in the individual market that, and it was so late when Blue Cross and or Anthem and University of Colorado parted ways. People got letters saying, you know, we're no longer accepting the pathway network, I think is what it was called at that time, with Anthem at the University of Colorado. And we got several of those calls from frustrated people, cancer patients.
Yep.
You know, what do we do? Well, there was an appeal process. There were some extra steps that, you know, you might, hurdles you had to get over, but there was no guarantee. This year there is. So, you know, that, like I said earlier, that's a good thing.
One of the questions I want to ask, as home values have increased, as I see people come in and their insurance policy is going up, the cost of homeowners insurance is going up. How are you seeing what's going on at your end versus the value of homes? Because I think a lot of people, their house went up $100,000, but they left their insurance policy alone and don't realize the risk.
Again, you know, the appreciation on homes, as you mentioned earlier, you know, in your business, has, you know, gone up just ridiculous in the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years. That doesn't necessarily reflect anything on your insurance policy, because the insurance is there to put your house back in the same,
replace it.
To replace it back in the same condition that it was. Similarity, okay? What's changed has been these supply shortages, and the price of lumber, the price of everything has gone up. had this a month ago where someone had a fire. Their place was being put back together. And we got into, obviously, that's one of those conversations where they're not calling to say, hey, what my premium is. They're calling to say, how much insurance do I have?
That's right.
It changes.
Really.
But anyway, in this case, we had plenty of insurance. But I asked him to ask his builder, where are we in cost per square foot right now? Because that's how insurance companies back into it, is what's the cost per square foot to rebuild? And in this case, it was roughly around $250 per square foot. So if real simple math here, if I've got a 1,000 square foot house, okay, does not include the basement.
Right.
Just 1,000 square foot of living space. Doesn't include the garage, just 1,000 square foot of living space. The garage, the basement, that'll get included into the cost estimator, but we're just looking at 1,000 square foot of living space, $250 per square foot. You better have $250,000.
Right, just to cover it.
Just to cover it.
Now, I was reading some articles about this because, I've had lots of customers going through, and I found out there are certain things that impact the cost of insurance. And you brought up a good one, which is the replacement cost. What's it take to fix it? And one of the things you might want to look at is, if you look at your old appraisal, what did it appraise for per square foot? What does it cost me now per square foot? Do I have enough coverage? Most insurance policies have 125%. Land doesn't count because the land's not going anywhere. If I'm replacing the house, I'm just replacing the cost of the house, not the house, with the land.
Let's get back to that scenario of $250,000 on 1,000 square
right.
foot, okay? So someone might say, well, that's what the cost is today, but what happens if it goes to $275 a square foot? Now I'm short. Do I have to call you, whatever? No. We then have what's called an extended
right.
replacement cost endorsement that we're going to add onto that policy. And that could be from anywhere from an additional 25%, where some companies will take that all the way up to 100%.
And you can change your premium for that.
That can be a lot better way to go premium-wise.
Right, for the extension.
But the reason the insurance companies offer that is because you're right. Today we know it's 250, but we don't know exactly what tomorrow is going to be. So
yeah.
It's kind of an inflation guard.
Yeah. You don't have to change your insurance.
No,
you can just extend that out a little bit.
Extend that out, right.
See, that makes more sense because eventually when the supply chain comes back and
right.
the cost of replacing things goes down, you're fine.
Correct. And that's the other thing, too, is, again, you might have $250,000 of dwelling coverage, but let's say it only costs you $200,000 actually to replace your property. Well, that's what the insurance company is going to pay is $200,000, even though you have $250,000. What you got to be careful of is you've been paying premium on $250,000.
That's right.
So there's a little bit of a fine line there on, how much premium do I want to pay versus the coverage? And again, every year, let's have this conversation. Let's talk about
it. They're free.
They're free. Let's just talk about it. And that's where we got into, with the gentleman who, had the house fire. Because we laugh about it because it turned out well. But there was two bits of advice that I've been giving him for some time. One, take your cell phone and take pictures of everything in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. That way, if something happens, you hand that to the adjuster. And you know what? The adjuster's going to say, thank you.
Yeah. Makes their job easier.
It makes their job easier.
So even a video, you can walk room to room and just make a video.
Yeah.
I mean.
Just put it on your cell phone.
And just walk.
Yeah. Just walk.
Yeah. Okay. Put it on the stick. Just start walking.
Goes into the iCloud. It's there. It's protected. Fire, I don't think, is going to get the iCloud. We're going to be good. But more importantly, the insurance company and that adjuster go, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can look at it and go, okay, you're right.
And, it kind of looks like you're prepared, and that's going to help just everything.
Right, right. And then the second thing, my advice is, let's talk about this every year. Let's just have a quick
coffee.
Yeah.
Casual conversation.
Just, hey, have you made any changes? Anything going on here? Is there anything, any other concern? You'd be surprised how often you forget to call the insurance
guy. Then they could call you when they talk to you. You could say, well, the price of lumber's up and these costs. So, you know, if you're comfortable, you could for a small fee raise this. If not, stay where you're at. But this is what's changing. Because you wouldn't think of it off the top of your head. I like the fact I made $100,000, but if something happens to my house, I'm going to be out.
Had a renewal this morning, called the person. There's homeowners, because homeowners policies, we have seen quite a bit of increase across the board with every company. They've gone up. Had a quick call with them, said, listen, your homeowners has gone up about $300. It's kind of getting to that point where we might have some other options here for you. However, it's paired with your auto policy, and that rate is outstanding right now. So I hate to move that homeowners and lose some discounts here. But more importantly, I've got a $1,000 wind hail deductible on your home. We're losing those companies that offer that.
Yep.
And so is that $300 increase worth another $1,500 in deductible or more for wind hail? And so then you can start, you know, analyzing, going, well, I just am going to save $300. Okay, let's move it then.
Yep.
Or you say, you know what, I'm more comfortable with that $1,000. Okay, let's keep it there then.
Because I guarantee you, Greg, most people in roofing guys, I deal with everything. When they ask them, what's your insurance covered? And they go, well, I don't know. I mean, and they have no idea if it's a percentage, which can be some humongous dollars.
Right, because insurance company, when it comes to dwelling, you know, what your dwelling is worth or at, they're now tying percentage deductibles to that dwelling, okay? Well, every year your dwelling coverage is going to go up because there's an inflationary guard in there that increases the amount of dwelling coverage. So every year your deductible's going up if you have percentage wind hail deductibles. It's just moving along with it. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised how many people are unaware until guess what happens?
Well, it sounds
like a hailstorm.
I have a 1% deductible. Okay, wait a minute. Start thinking about that number.
Start thinking about that number and what that means.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where in Colorado in particular, I've seen, you know, in the last, you know, 10 years where that's really, really moved. It used to be, you know, $500 wind hail deductibles and
They're gone.
Because, man, when these insurance companies get hit by some of these storms on whatever coast, I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's something that the consumer doesn't, you know, totally understand sometimes is the fact that, you know, I don't care what insurance company it is, they don't want every piece of property in Colorado insured.
No.
They want a piece of the good business and in certain parts of the state, but they don't want all of it because if there were, you know, some sort of catastrophic event, guess who has all the cost?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got all the liability.
So they, and how do they deflect customers? Well, premium. You know, premium goes up, up, and up. Well, they're trying to shed some business here because they want a balanced portfolio.
So they can stay in business and take care of the customer.
Exactly. It's where those bean counters in that back room, that's their job.
Man, no doubt. Once again, it's Accelerated Insurance Group, 303-625-9538 is the number. Hey, it's a free consultation, and better than that, free talk, really. I mean, hey, you will kind of do an analysis on people's policies, right, Greg, and kind of put
not
it
only
together?
Their policies, but their sports teams and everything.
Yeah.
We can talk about anything. So.
Expect the unexpected. When the quarterback gets knocked out,
right.
Game plan kind of went out the window, right? Absolutely. But Greg will be glad to help you. One other word I want to put in real quick on the medical side of it is this, because I just think of all the calls we've gotten and people were just so ticked about it. They go, I called this doctor and asked them if they took Cigna. They go, yeah. Well, they didn't take the Cigna Silver 7500 plan. And there may be a Cigna Silver 5200 plan. So you've got to be very specific with these plans because all these companies offer a multitude of plans, don't they, Greg?
They offer a multiple number of networks or plans.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
You're correct. And exactly. And again, you call us, and you're going to say, well, my doctor takes Cigna as your example. Yeah. Well, you need to call and see if they take this network with Cigna, because that's the only one offered in the individual network. Yeah. That is the one beautiful thing about Kaiser and Bright Health. Okay? There is no questions. You know that if it's a Centura facility, you're covered.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a Kaiser facility, you have Kaiser insurance plan, you're covered. Anthem can be a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Cigna can be a little tricky. Like I said, Oscar's coming in to fill that gap with the University of Colorado facilities. And also the Health One facilities Oscar does, which is good because South Side of Denver, Sky Ridge, they're not a Centura facility, they're Health One down there. Anthem has kind of been in the individual market, kind of been the main player down there. Now Oscar's coming in and creating some competition, which is always a good thing in healthcare business. Again, getting back to the individual, the maximum out of pocket is going up to $87.50. So if there's, you know, four people, you know, mom, dad, two kids, you know, you're looking at what. Help me with my math here, 255, 16.5. Yeah. No more than that.
Yeah.
More than that.
No, you got
my
four.
Math.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably so, I mean, when people ask me, well, where's this in? I think that's the question. Where's the max out of pocket in on this? Because when we started this thing was at $5,500. Now it's already up to $8,750, the max out of pocket. Well, you can get to $8,750
correctly.
With one emergency stop.
Right, right.
You know, is it going to be at $10,000 here soon? I would, yeah, probably. And you're, so then what happens is people start avoiding going, mm-hmm. which is
wrong.
Wrong idea.
It's just not, no, wrong.
We're just kicking the can down the road is what we're doing. And,
I want to go back to this homeowners insurance and cost. I was reading through some things. They told us what things affect the cost of homeowners insurance. Some of them I thought were rather odd.
Okay.
One of them was it talks about the location of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that matter?
Hail.
Some areas are more susceptible to hail.
Yep. They have maps, and they can pretty much pinpoint where certain areas have been a little bit harder hit. You know, the other thing, location could be theft.
More homes are broken into.
More homes are broken into. You know, to me, if you want to know about life in general, go to an insurance company because they've got this thing broken down.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the COVID talk. And, you know, the one question I haven't seen on a life insurance policy.
Do you have COVID? Or have you had COVID?
Yeah. Why? You would think. Mm-hmm. I'm a life insurance company.
Surprising. One of the other questions was, and we've talked about this in the past, about self-accountability, but policy deductible determines your cost. Now, that's kind of common, but there's ways to keep your costs down with your deductible.
And that's a really good one, I think, in auto.
Yeah.
You know, how about... You know, you want to save a couple $100. You know, how about we shift some risk? In other words, instead of giving the insurance company the risk of a $500 deductible, you accept a little bit of that risk.
You
and
take
move
it to
$1,000. Right. Or even $1,500.
Yeah.
You know, because if you look at the difference, I always, what's noticeable to me is it's usually about a 5-year breakthrough. At 5 years, in other words, your savings, you multiply that times five and. If you get past 3 to 5, you're winning.
Right.
Yeah.
You're winning. You know, and so, you know, most people, fortunately, aren't involved in a lot of, you know, accidents to speak of, knock on wood.
Right.
And if they are, obviously, they're paying a premium for it.
The one that most people are surprised about when you hear about this, when you're getting insurance, is that the insurance companies require, and they do what's called a soft pull, but a credit report.
Yeah.
And that can affect your cost
Absolutely.
Of your insurance.
It can. Yes. And I see that from time to time. And again, you know, always the question I get is, well, my loan officer told me, don't be pulling my credit because right now we're trying to make sure there's no hits on that. And when we do that on the insurance side, it doesn't.
It's what they call a soft pull. Right. It doesn't go in and it doesn't get scored.
No.
Because you guys need it for an integrity of the customer and what.
Right. So if you're an insurance company and you're looking at someone who's going to pay you, you know, you want to make sure that it's some, you know, someone you want to do business with. And obviously, if they can show a good report, then they're going to offer you better terms.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
And you have to notify every customer that you're going to do that before you do it.
We do.
Yeah.
You know, we do. We used to ask for Social Security numbers. We're not doing that much anymore. Don't really need them.
Yeah. Don't need a social to pull a credit report. Most people don't know that either.
No. No.
And so make one up and still.
And the other thing too is I don't want that information.
Yeah, exactly.
What are the other ones that I found was rather obvious? And then is the type of dog you have. That one really surprised me.
Yeah.
That was a question?
That was
absolutely.
One of the things that can impact the cost of your homeowner's insurance is the kind of dog you have.
Right.
Oh, okay.
If you got a little Chihuahua, it's going to be a whole lot more than if you have a Labrador.
Yeah.
Because they're mean dogs.
Yeah, and that can vary from insurance company to insurance company, too. You know, I had one years ago where the insurance company canceled them based on the fact they had a breed of dog that
was aggressive.
But through the generations, that dog, I mean, if you go back 70 years ago, that dog represented a different type of animal than it is today because of all the breeding.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I got in the debate with an underwriter. I said, that's nuts.
One surprised me.
Yeah, they wouldn't budge on it. And I think, again, there's an example where go to a different underwriter.
Yeah.
You know, let's get some common sense here into play.
I forgot who it was. It used to be a Arsenio Hall or something. He used to have a show, and he'd have a segment. Things that make you go,
Yeah.
We need to start that, man.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, Greg, great information. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a
Accelerated
great
Insurance Group. Give Greg a call, 303-625-9538. And any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Thanks for being with us today for Your Money Matters. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.